So that's the view from one country that's tough on drugs. Here's another view. The British entrepreneur Sir Richard Branson is an outspoken supporter of legalizing all drugs. Our very own Enos Pohl called up with Branson in New York at the UN.
So, Mr. Branson, what is your take on the UN summit? Was it worth the effort?
It hasn't moved things forward at all. If anything, it's moved things backwards. So it's very, very disappointing. It was the drug enforcement people of the UN that drew up the rules, and they haven't taken into account advice from civil society, scientific advice that shows that if you can treat drugs as a health problem, not a criminal problem, you can get on top of the problem. But if you continue to criminalize it, we'll continue to have another 50 years of failed drug policy.
It seems that this UN agreement is actually counterproductive.
It is counterproductive. I mean, what the Global Commission on Drug Policy been urging countries and states to do is to experiment with new approaches. Countries like Portugal that have experimented with new approaches and ignored the UN have largely got on top of their drug problems. They, in 2001, said that anybody in our country who has a drug problem, we will not criminalize you, we will help you. And they went all out to help those people. And the prevalence of heroin, for instance, has dropped by something like 90%. So, in America, you've obviously got medical marijuana centers cropping up. You've got legalization in some states. We have not seen an explosion of use. In fact, quite the reverse. And instead of the money that's derived from the sale of marijuana going into the underworld, it's gone towards education and